This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and you've tuned into News West for the 8th of October 2023. Now on with the show.
Well, Perth Tech is only 20 days away. 20 days. Good grief. It's time for the Be There or Be Square speech. Registration is online and it's pretty easy to do. You can use your credit or debit card to pay. And please note that prior registration is necessary and walk-ins will not be welcome. There is a link to the registration facility at our website, vk6.net. Now I've got that out of the way and off my chest, let's get to the fun part. The main part, the guts of Perth Tech, is Saturday the 28th of October, and we bring you a full day of interesting presentations on a broad variety of subjects, with many of them focusing on practical aspects of the hobby. There's a charge of $25 for Saturday, and this pays for catering. Perth Tech itself is free, and the catering fee is not optional. Everyone pays. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Following the presentations, there's a sundowner. The bar will be open along with a barbecue-style meal. This part of Perth Tech is purely social, and there's a charge of $15. Now, Saturday commences at 8:30 a.m, so you'll have to get your skates on pretty early, or, alternatively, you can bring your caravan, camper or tent and stay on site on Friday and Saturday nights. Camping is on the football oval. Some powered spots are available, and first come, best dressed. Now, there's a fee of $15 per unit per night, with up to 2 people per unit. The camping fee is passed on in full to the venue managers. Speaking of venues, Perth Tech is in the beautiful Perth Hills at the Gidgeeganut Recreation Club, which is just under 20 kilometres from Roe Highway along 2J Road, so it's easy to get to, and it's closer to the CBD than many places that call themselves suburbs. And the wildflowers are lovely, and we've got kangaroos. Just to refresh your memory, Perth Tech is on the weekend 27th to the 29th of October with the main event on Saturday the 28th, and go to our website vk6.net for information and for the link for registration. Now, while I've got your attention, there's the Perth Tech Raffle. The Perth Tech Raffle is what pays for Perth Tech. It's what enables you to attend Perth Tech free, apart from your lunch. So I do encourage you to buy some raffle tickets. In fact, I'd encourage you to buy more raffle tickets. That's up to you. But anyway, it's the raffle that funds Perth Tech. Tickets are $5 each. They're online, and there's a link at the vk6.net website. Isn't it great to have a website with a name that's easy to remember, vk6.net? Please support the raffle. Oh, and one more thing. Some clubs have decided to support Perth Tech by making generous donations, and I thank them very much for their contributions. And those donations will go towards purchasing prizes for the day raffle. And that's separate to the main raffle. The main raffle is on sale now online and will be drawn on the day. And then we have a day raffle that makes things more interesting during the day. And we'll have several draws on that one and a table full of prizes. So there you go. Perth Tech raffle. Easy.
Hi, I'm Steve, VK6SJ, with this week's episode of Did You Know? This week we're going to talk about the Flex Radio 403A Antenna Genius. The Antenna Genius is another one of the 403A designed and manufactured products that complement the Flex 6000 series transceiver, but also work with any common ham transceiver with a serial port allowing control of the radio, as well as being able to be controlled and monitored with a 403A LAN-connected app on your PC. There are two main variants: single transceiver and dual transceiver 8-port switch. The 2-port switch seems to be the most popular in VK, so we'll focus on that. The single transceiver version operates the same but only has one single transceiver port and can only be controlled by a single transceiver. Basically, this is an 8-port remotely controllable HF-only antenna switch. It has two completely separate COM ports, allowing two radios to individually control the switch, but without the possibility of both radio ports being connected to the same antenna. There's over 70 dB of isolation between the two transceivers, meaning you could set both transceivers to the same frequency without fear of the receiver being overloaded. If you have a Flex 6000 transceiver, the switch can be controlled via a LAN connection to up to two transceivers at a time. For other brands, there's a CIV port for control by most ICOM radios manufactured in the last 20 years, and a serial port for most other major brand radios. If you don't have or want to use your radio to control a switch, there's a PC app that you can use to control and monitor the switch manually. Setup of the switch prior to use is via the same app used to control and monitor the switch, and only needs to be done once. You can assign each antenna port to a single or multiple bands. If you have multiple antennas on a single band, you do need to use the app to select which antenna you wish to use. For any of you that have a software engineering bent, there's an API for the switch so you can build the switch into your own app or integrate it with other control apps like the Node-RED server. If you have a remote station, you can connect to the switch remotely, but you do need a fixed IP address and the modem on site needs the port for the switch enabled. But otherwise, it's a very simple process. In fact, so simple, even a radio tech can set it up. If you end up with more than eight antennas, which is more common than you would think, the switch is easily cascadable. One switch becomes the master, the others a slave, and the radio selects the appropriate antenna switch by controlling separate dual port antenna switches. This allows you to turn your 8-port switch into a 16-port switch. The largest system I've seen in Australia with the Antenna Genius product line has been 8 transceivers, sharing access between 32 antennas. So who needs a switch like this? If you have 2 transceivers, which is very common, a switch like this allows you to easily share all of your antennas amongst both radios. Multi-operator contest stations where you want radios in even separate rooms to be able to safely select any unused antenna. Using the app, which takes very little real estate on your PC screen, you can see which band and antenna the other radio is connected to. Anyone with a remotely accessed HF site, and I know of at least a half a dozen of these in WA alone now, and it wouldn't surprise me if there are more, and there are more coming online every year. Anyone who has more antennas than antenna ports on their radio or amplifier. Maintenance of these switches is straightforward enough. 403A, like their partner Flex Radio, are excellent with customer service. I've only had one repair to do on this range, and that was caused by a lightning strike. Repair was as simple as replacing the main PCB housing the relays and antenna sockets, and was fixed by the owner, and the cost of the board was very reasonable, around 20% of the purchase price of the whole switch. Cost of these switches is towards the top of the tree compared to other switches, but all in all, if you compare this with, for instance, a six-pack, which allowed two radios to share 6 antennas, it actually cost less than those switches did when they first came out. In my opinion, the convenience of the use of the switch definitely made the purchase an easy one for me. Well, thanks for listening again. This is Steve, EK6SJ, and you've been listening to Did You Know on the News West broadcast.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website, vk6.net, to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day I went looking for a software-defined radio, or SDR, for HF. This happened because all such devices on my desk are rated at higher frequencies, and I've still not managed to fix the broken SMA board connector on the transverter I purchased over a year and a half ago. In case you're wondering, the design has 2 SMA connectors attached at either end of a printed circuit board, also known as a PCB. The board slides into a metal case, and both connectors are tightened to either side of the case, which causes the problem when the circuit board is slightly shorter than the case, and the nuts pull the connector apart, causing the device to fail. Replacing the SMA board connectors would be relatively simple, but they appear hard to come by, and the micro SMA connectors that a friend purchased to help change the task into finding adapters, which I've not managed to solve yet. I'm detailing this all for a purpose, trust me. Anyway, the hunt for an SDR for HF led me to a project called Radio Berry. It's a design by Johan, Papa Alpha 3 Golf Sierra Bravo, which is designed to be a so-called hat for a Raspberry Pi. Think of it as an expansion card to create functionality. In this case, a radio capable of transmitting and receiving on HF, covering 0 to 30 MHz, perfect for my current needs. The design uses a Raspberry Pi computer to power and control the board, including programming the onboard FPGA, accessing the actual data, and sharing that with the user, either via a touchscreen or using USB, Ethernet, Bluetooth, or Wi-Fi. The board itself has two external connectors, one for transmit and one for receive. And when you combine it with a Pi, it fits neatly into a box, which you could 3D print. Amplifier and band filters are left as an exercise to the enterprising amateur, though there is an amplifier design on the GitHub repository. If you're curious, it's based on the work by the Hermes Light 2 group. Johan specifically doesn't sell this device. Instead, you can choose to buy it from other enterprising individuals, or better still, build your own. Over the last few years, I've started noticing several people in the so-called maker community, people who, a lot like radio amateurs, build stuff for fun, using online printed circuit board services. If you're unfamiliar with the concept, you can design a schematic, lay out a PCB, have it manufactured and optionally even built, and sent to you. To get an idea of what this might look like, I picked a random online supplier, uploaded the specifications for a radio berry, and costed the whole thing. Suffice to say that the biggest charge is the $50 setup fee. Any enterprising engineer would have punched the buy now button and be done with it. But in some things I'm pretty cautious, so I haven't yet. I don't know enough about the design or schematic to know how it works, to troubleshoot it, to fix any potential issues, or even to know what kinds of issues there might be, even if they're obvious to anyone with electronics experience. To make it clear, my electronics experience is rudimentary at best. I'm comfortable with block diagrams, understand the basic principles behind most passive elements, but if you're going to get into trace length and signal timing, I'm not anywhere even remotely qualified to troubleshoot, let alone spot problems. That's not to say that I'm stopping before I start. The opposite is true. I'm using this as an experience to gently get my feet wet. Back to the apparently too detailed explanation of the transverter. Joining the dots, you can probably guess where I'm going with this. Given the access to countless documented transverter designs, I feel comfortable enough to work on a design, construct a PCB, and have it manufactured. At the rate I'm going, that should get a solution before I can find a PCB edge-mounted SMA connector. Well, at least that's my excuse. I'm also eyeing off this same process to build a logging voltmeter, since the internet seems to believe that I should pay hundreds of dollars for a voltmeter and an I.O. port, even if the chip inside costs all of $6. Oh, the transverter I purchased a year and a half ago costs three times as much as having five of them built on demand. So there's that. For all my life, I've been a firm believer in software. I've also been on a computer-driven manufacturing journey for a couple of years, still in the process of commissioning my new toys, much to the merriment of some of my fellow amateurs. And the idea that I can have a circuit design built and shipped to my door just makes me tingle with anticipation. If you're already ahead of me on this journey, please don't hesitate to point at any potholes on the road. And if you're following along, if you break it, you get to keep both parts. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
The Radio Amateur Society of Australia, RASA, produces a quarterly magazine called QTC. QTC in Q Code World means I have a message for you. The August edition of QTC magazine contained a detailed description of the ACMA's consultation on class licensing and their planned re-centralisation of call sign and exam management. Along with the ACMA's suggestions, RASA provided its own commentary and invited feedback from individuals and clubs. The ACMA set a very tight timeline on the consultation, only a few weeks, so everyone that responded had to work fairly quickly. RASA's response was submitted, and we shared the content of our submission with the amateur radio public in a special edition of QTC magazine, which is available now. QTC is a truly online magazine available in two formats, a nice sparkly flip-the-pages-on-the-screen style and the traditional PDF download. You can view QTC magazine at qtcmag.com. qtcmag.com. To download the PDF, visit the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. That sounds like a mouthful, but you know how to spell VK, you know how to spell radio, and you know how to spell amateurs. vkradioamateurs.org. As you're browsing through QTC, you'll notice some neat features like live links in the table of contents, so you don't need to scroll through the whole document to get to an article, and within the articles are live links to external sites. Have a look for yourself. Visit the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org, and while you're there, browse around at the many useful free resources that RASA provides. I'm Bob, VK6POP, and I'm the
Hi, I'm Andrew, VK6SWR. Jotta Joddy, or more correctly, Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet, is happening on the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of October. Scouts and guides worldwide will take to the airwaves and the internet to communicate with each other. This annual event started in 1957 and has been running each year with the support of amateur radio operators, with the internet side of things happening from the 1990s onwards. The event time is officially from midday Saturday to midday Sunday, that's local time. However, many stations are on air Friday night as well and continue on through Sunday afternoon to communicate with overseas stations. There are a number of scout and guide groups around WA who have indicated they will either be on air or online, or both. Many thanks to the amateur radio clubs and individual operators who are planning on running stations this year and supporting the event. The Scout FM repeaters will be online from Kalamunda on 2 metres on 146.975 and 70 centimetres 439.975 with a 5 megahertz offset for that one for local contacts. You can find more information online at jottajoddy.info. That's Juliet Oscar Tango Alpha, Juliet Oscar Tango India.info, or vkjottajoddy.com. That's Victor Kilo jottajoddy.com. You'll find calling frequencies and so on listed on those websites. For local information, you can also contact us at jottajoddy@scoutswa.com.au. See you on air, Jotta Joddy, 2023.
Vice President of RASA.
This is NewsWest from VK6ARN, produced by amateurs for amateurs, purely about the hobby of amateur communication and experimentation.
Good morning. Once again, this is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline, the 8th of October, 2023. Today, I have the following. I have a amplified desk microphone for sale. It's a realistic amplified desk microphone, asking $50 only for that. And that's from Barry, VK6Alpha Delta India, who also has a Helicrafters Hotel Tango 33 amplifier. That's a linear amplifier for sale. Does require 1.5 and 2 kilovolt power supply, but has filament and bias transformer on the main unit, and asking $250 for that unit. Barry also has available a classic Radiola mantle radio for sale. It's a collector's item, a vintage radio with dual medium frequency and shortwave bands, and works well and in its original wooden crafted case in immaculate condition. Any genuine offers is considered, selling on behalf of Jerry, VK6 Golf Whiskey. In addition, Barry also has available a Daiwa antenna rotator and controller, asking $350, and a vacuum tube voltmeter, asking $50. You may contact Barry, VK6 Alpha Delta India, by email at bravo.juliet.bravo.uniform.romeo.november.sierra@bigpond.com. That's bravo.julietburns@bigpond.com or phone 0428 959771. 0428 959771. And we're still looking for a Collins receiver. It's a 51 Juliet 4 general coverage receiver. For anyone with that unit, please, if it's in working condition preferably, but TLC if need be, please contact Steve, VK6 Victor Zulu, and with price and details. His email address is Sierra Tango Echo, Victor Kilo 6 Victor Zulu at tpg.com.au. I'll say again, Sierra, Tango, Echo, Victor Kilo, 6, Victor Zulu at tpg.com.au. And also wanted by Mark is a antenna analyzer covering frequencies 100 kHz to 600 MHz, such as a Rig Expert or other brands similar, can sweep the spectrum. He's not after a Nano VNA, looking for a Rig Expert or something similar. Contact Mark. His email address is victorkilo6bravo sierra alpha at gmail.com. victorkilo6bravo sierra alpha at gmail.com. And that's about all I have for you for this week. Thank you very much. And 73 from Roy, VK6XV. Did I give you the address for any correspondence next week? I'll give it to you now. roy.watkins@bigpond.com is the best one. roy.watkins@bigpond.com. And 73 from me, 73 from him.
Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and I'd like to thank our News West team of volunteers and broadcasters each week, and those regularly submitting content each week. I'd also like to thank our readers and you for listening. Please stand by now for callbacks after the ident. Or if nobody is taking callbacks, please fill out the form on the VK6.net website so we know how many people are listening or reading News West each week.